Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:17 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Legal.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on October 14th. Walt, I'm going to assume you're going to abstain from the vote.
Yes, sir.
So, did you find any issues? Okay, then I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Dan and I approve. Walt abstains. Next up is the Halloween parade permit. You can see there's been some changes. I know my youth council members met with Tim and talked about the route and stuff. You're okay with the parade route, and you guys got all the kinks worked out, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Any questions from Board of Works on the Halloween parade? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion that we approve the Halloween parade scheduled for November 1st from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the buried utility, buried telephone facilities permit. Jeff, are you the one handling this or no? Nope. Okay. Anybody know who's handling this one?
Actually, I got with Sean and Kelly and Mike.
Okay.
And none of them have any problems. This is a routine that they do where they're burying cables. And Kelly, I don't know, you, or Mike, the exact route they're going, but.
They're going from behind VFW across Ohio Street.
Okay.
And then up to Chicago.
Okay.
And then on the north side of Chicago, clear to Tower View.
Okay.
And under Tower View to a pole that's over there.
At the corner of Chicago and Tower View?
Yeah.
Old 30 or whatever. Okay.
Nothing's going to be open cut. It's all going to be poured under the road.
Okay. Board of Works, questions?
They had all the masks, but there were so many and so big I didn't want to put it all in there.
Okay. We'll take a gander.
Is this fiber oxy?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Going right along ours?
What?
Tower View, right?
Ours will be up in the air.
Ours will be in the air.
Yeah, we'll trade them. We can just trade them.
They're following the same route. There's already a line of fiber optic.
Oh, there is already a fiber optic line there?
Yeah.
They have, that, right? They actually have dark fiber.
A lot of places, I think, don't they?
Yeah. We'd like to lease it to you.
Would you say? That's a high screen.
It's for a T-Mobile tower, cell phone.
Yeah? Okay. You just nod.
Okay.
Okay. And it's all boring, you said? Hopefully we'll get some excitement out of this.
I know. I saw all that.
It's, just calling them. You know, we keep going through this.
Look how much money.
Mark Jesse's name. Oh, no, never mind. Wrong page. I'm still trying to think of where he's going.
How's he coming to the picture?
Don't you think that we need some mistake?
No. Kelly, you're the designee inspector, I take it. It says City Highway Department.
What? You don't want me at a job.
Inspector.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Then that's just to make sure that they haven't pushed anything up or anything like that, right? Just keep an eye on it. Okay. Any other further questions, discussions?
Make a motion?
Yep.
I I'm looking, is there a reference number?
Page 2 of 3 has work order number. I don't know if that's the same thing.
There's an activity number. Page 2 of 3.
Yeah, activity number would probably work too.
All right. I make a motion that we approve the request from Embark to install fiber optic cable as presented with the activity number of E655583.
I fired you head out.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions?
What day was that fire out there?
All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Final pay request. Jeffrey.
This is the release of retainage. I believe at the last board meeting I presented their final payout for unit true up of unit values and all that. That only left the retainage that we were holding back. Retainage is basically an assurance that makes sure that everything gets done, which it did, to our satisfaction. So it would be my recommendation that the board does approve this final payout in a sum of $48,970.86.
Worse holding does than work.
Questions?
And at the last meeting, Jeff, there was is this a change order where we had to take more top dirt off and get down to a good bedding for the road?
That was the last I presented.
Okay, so that was old, I mean that was done.
That was already
it's
done.
Go to the weakest
okay.
Spot.
Yeah. No question.
It'll go the whole system.
Any questions, Dan?
That was Thursday.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve payment application number 6, the release of retainage, for the recommendation of Jeff.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? Should I give an amount? In the amount of $48,970.86. Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. I'm not loading up here, so. I believe next up is the SDS. All right. My agenda isn't popping up, so. It's just a blank white page, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead.
You had a quote from SDS.
No, I just found it. Thank you.
Fiber project. There was two sections of the fiber project. The first section was getting the fiber hung on the pole and getting it entered into our buildings. And the second portion of the project was connecting the fiber inside the buildings to the switches and making all the switches work and the setup of all that equipment so the failover would reverse back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. When we got looking at some of our equipment, we looked at we needed a new core switch here at City Hall. And so you have a quote here on the this quote will get us up and running totally. The network will probably be done then. This is just second portion of the fiber network. We had talked about this, I think back when we started, that it would be probably about $25,000 or so to finish up the project because of the internal work where it's not being done by the people hanging the fiber. And Butch and Jeff from SDS are here to answer any questions or explain exactly what all this equipment means.
You have a 12.4 gig switch to generate the fiber and then connect to all your existing switches and your buildings today. And this also will do the reprogramming of all those switches to alleviate the bottleneck that you have today to give you the best possibility for the fiber and throughput that you're looking for, and then any future projects as far as what pertains to cameras, I know that's on the list, phone systems, anything towards the IP-based applications for the future.
Access points.
I know there was a mention of the Wi-Fi, and then maybe doing something at the square and the new parks area as well. So that addresses those concerns with this design on the fiber optic project that you're referencing.
This also includes the substation that Sean went on the system also.
If I remember correctly, I think the way we were talking about the project in total was that, like a lot of our projects, the electric department would be kind of the overall purchaser, and then it would be kind of the cost would be divvied up from there among the departments. So, I mean, this is that last mile, if you will, for our own local purposes. I think this, I really, as you well know, I think this project is going to go really help us jump into, well, at least this generation, if not next generation, not only with our phone system that will be, hopefully will end up being IP-based, and as well as being able for our dispatch to be able to see every single camera across our network, and frankly, not slow down speed as a whole. So I think there's some really, I know that you guys both support this project, and I know our department heads really support this project too. So, any questions?
Is there any downtime? I mean, is this actually a turnkey solution? Or, I mean, is this the total package of installation, or is this just the hardware and programming?
This is a total package. The only thing we have left is the jumpers that we're going to have to put in. We're not sure how long they're going to be.
Sure.
And there's not a great expense there, so they'll be easily covered. But as far as that goes, the programming's all there. They're setting up the VLANs for the phone system, for the network, for the cameras. When they finish up, everything should be done.
Awesome. There will be some downtime in that level.
Which I anticipated that from hardware change out, but it should be transparent pretty much. So.
Yeah, what we're going to do is come in here and run new cabling between all the switches to the new aggregation switch so that we can have true gigabit uplinks, because right now they're just 10-100, and if I'm over your head, I apologize. So.
A little bit, but that's okay. Keep going.
It just needs to be done that way to get gigabit everywhere. And since they designed a ring with just four fibers, there's a lot more switches. I don't know if you know what spanning tree protocol is, Walt, but it only supports 7 switches, so we kind of had to redesign the whole network to get the other switches in there. Because I think when all the coast pieces are in, there's 12.
Yeah,
it'll be 12. So we're kind of going against Cisco logic to design this, but, you know, we got.
And we was flat at one point in time from a network perspective.
You were, and then they fixed a little bit of the wire.
Right.
Can you tell me?
But I think we're still having some collisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, unnecessary.
Yeah. So you'll break that up.
There's VLANs now, but they're not really programmed the right way, so it needs to be redone.
Yeah.
That's what all this will do.
Yeah. They'll see a difference between night and day. So.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you try and pull an IP camera off the park, it takes several minutes, and then it dies.
It doesn't come up. It just takes a network dying.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
Just as a thought, as we kind of move forward, with everybody in both the council, everybody on from the council, the Board of Works, and all of you, I would like to kind of just put a bug in the back of your head to really consider finding. I don't know if we do a wireless switch just for this room to accommodate kind of stronger access or stronger signal in this area just for this room, or just as something to consider. I know we're also talking about doing something with the sound system, so.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yes, okay. Any other questions?
Need a motion?
I didn't think of another question. When you guys put this in, certainly it'll be after the fiber ring goes around, then you guys come in, you pull it, you do your thing. I'm putting this in my layman's terms. Am I to assume that you're going to do this probably on non-regular working hours for our city? Or are you going to be doing it during the daytime when we're here? I'm just wondering, what is the downtime look like for us?
Some of the work can be done. Our network will still be up on the wireless.
Okay.
We're not going to take that down. So that can stay in place and continue to work until we get to a point where there needs to be a cutover.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm sure that we can arrange something either after.
Okay. So I guess I'm just to make sure that I'm understanding you. So when you do the changeover, there won't be downtime for the computers that are on the network. There won't be downtime for anything else like that would happen to be on our current network. or at least a significant amount of downtime.
Well, I mean, the computers will all still work.
Yeah. Well, I know the computers will work, but the network is what I'm asking.
They're probably a little downtime. It depends on how we schedule it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll schedule it for the least amount of time.
Well, certainly.
When you say downtime, I mean, the internet's probably never going to be down. And, you know, when we push that new config, maybe for a few minutes.
Okay. I guess where I'm thinking is in the utility office, they take phone calls for credit card, you know, payments and things like that. I don't want customers calling in and we saying, sorry, we can't help you, our internet's down right now. That's basically what I'm trying to get to.
The goal is not to take any switches down during normal business.
Okay.
We can add the SCADA switches at the substation.
Yeah.
I think they took one of them off. That's great. We're going to do two now, but we can have all that stuff ahead in and installed and configured.
Okay.
I mean, the stuff here at City Hall, the new aggregation switch going to be installed and configured, but when we actually have to take the existing switches down and put the new config in, that's when we'll do that after hours.
So the highest risk, you may say, because it's 7 by 24, would be the police department dispatch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and everything else can be scheduled accordingly.
Accordingly.
Yeah. Right. So, but you could, well, they do one new computer, one old computer, and then walk it over a concept.
I mean, it's not going to affect the, what's that system called for the license plate?
IDACs
or anything like that. So a lot of, you know,
okay.
a lot of stuff dispatches, it's not going to affect 911.
Okay.
That works independently of natural fiber side of it. So.
Okay.
So the radio will still work. You know,
work.
Everything that they function with will still work. They just won't be able to send an email, maybe.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the important part. So, okay, from the customer service perspective, at least. Okay.
Walter. Okay, I'll make a motion that we award the hardware purchase of Cisco to SDS Communications, who is our existing vendor. Partner. The estimate number is 1882 for the amount of $30,110.31.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Be done tomorrow.
We do appreciate your improvement because we have the switch that has to be ordered, it could be 60 days out. So
yeah.
We need to get that ordered so we don't get that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Lori Shipman is here to discuss another red leg project. This is the last minute add to the agenda, so. Is that microphone on, Rosa?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe. You know me, I'm loud enough.
Well, it's just for, it's really just for the tape to pick up, so it's perfectly fine.
Okay.
So.
Good evening. Nice to see you again today. I am here to bring forth a resolution for another red leg application. This involves the expansion of an existing company, Impact CNC. They are looking at purchasing a building on Short Street here in Columbia City. The purchase price of the building is $625,000. They would like to borrow $500,000 through the Red Leg program. They will be bringing the matching $125,000 towards the purchase price from cash investment. This project will also include a $2 million equipment purchase and 60 new jobs. I can tell you from experience that this company pays, I can't remember if it's at or above the county average wage, so these are really good jobs that So please ask any questions you have about this resolution. This is the third one you've seen, so they're all pretty much the same, just different company, different dollar amount.
And remember that Red Leg is the program in which we basically are loaned money from, is it USDA?
USDA Rural Development.
Rural Development, and then we loan that in turn to a company at a low interest rate, which I think maxes out at, what, 1.5% or 1%?
Yeah, typically, and it's not even an interest rate, it's a loan servicing fee.
Servicing fee, that's right.
Because it's just charged on the outstanding balance one time per year.
Right.
And so, when you're talking about 1.5%, not even an interest, but a payment fee.
Mm-hmm.
I recently met with a banker who had looked at somebody's balance sheet who has one of these Red Leg loans, and he thought that it was made up until he met me, and I said, it's not made up. This is such a great asset for Columbia City to be able to offer this. As a rural utility service provider, it really is a great asset for you guys. So this is the third one.
Do we have a limit that's available to us?
It's a per project limit.
Okay.
And I checked with USDA this time through, and nope, you guys were still good to go. So I would assume at some point you would, I guess, reach a borrowing limit on your, I guess, basically your utility credit, but I think you're pretty long.
And they and the payback return time frame of this?
5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question and I forgot.
So it's transparent to the city, other than it helps obviously support economic development and partnerships.
Right.
Okay, but the city basically is pass through.
The utility. It'll go through the Columbia City Municipal Utility.
Right.
And yes, they are passed through. The city has not charged any rate or fees or anything for USDA Rural Development. The 1.5% is offsets the cost that the utility is required to provide an irrevocable letter of credit for the term of the loan. And I think the bank that you guys work with, that's the rate that they give you guys on that letter of credit. So we just offset that cost to the ultimate recipient.
Thank you.
I think if I remember right, really the only risk to the city would be if for some reason the company would go default.
Right.
But then the collateral is the building.
Yes.
So in the long run, I don't, we're not in too bad of a position in regards to that. I will say what I was trying to remember was that really Columbia City is becoming kind of a...
A poster child
is a good way of saying it. A poster child for the Red Leg program.
Absolutely.
There's not a whole lot of communities that are taking advantage of this project program yet, mainly because a lot of them don't maybe know about it.
Right.
I know I've gotten calls from two different mayors asking about the Red Leg program, how it's worked for us.
I hope you gave them my phone number.
I may have, actually.
I hope you did.
Not sure. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Maybe I did.
But I will say this is they couldn't believe what a great program it was and how they didn't know about it. So,
I think nationwide, South Dakota is the largest user of this program, and really outside of South Dakota, it's really sparse. So, I think the first one that we did here in Columbia City was the second one in the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So
the first one was done outside of our city limits, right?
Yes, it was, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, for the same company.
Yes.
Indeed. So it actually has obviously must be a good program that their business has grown to the point of meeting this type of expansion in less than 5 years' time. So,
okay.
I will say that the first one is going very smoothly.
Good. Is that Blue M?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. That's great. Well, that's really good news.
And CNR should be approved.
Almost, yes.
We're almost there. The funds have been approved and requisitioned. We're waiting on our Fonzie. You know Fonzie talks.
Yes.
So,
Okay. Other questions? Now, just to be clear, we do this, and then there's some work, and then there's another thing that comes in front of us.
Nothing else has to come before Board of Works. Oh. Just you will sit down and have a loan closing.
Loan closing, okay.
With rural development, probably Anthony Kirkland will just come over like he did before.
Yep.
And then we'll in turn have a loan closing with the company. Okay. Sign in away.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then I will make a motion that we approve the electric utility resolution authorizing application for rural economic development loan for the $500,000 project with Impact Holdings.
A second.
Okay.
Could I ask just a question in between?
Sure.
I knew I wanted to ask. It was too good to be true.
You were looking down, hoping I wouldn't see you standing there.
Not if I didn't make eye contact, you wouldn't start drilling me. Come on, bring it on, girl.
No, this is really, really simple. Okay. Because everything looks good. I just had a question on, is Impact Holdings who's going to own it? Is that an LLC?
It will, I believe, be an LLC.
Okay, and because you've got Impact CNC up here, and I just wanted to be sure.
Oh my gosh.
The name.
It's Impact Holdings.
Impact Holdings is what it actually is.
Impact Holdings will be the company that
will be entering.
Has title.
Okay.
They will be leasing it to Impact CNC.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay. Big deal.
Yeah. That was pretty easy.
I know. Trying to take it easy on you. It's late.
Thank you.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Next up is a ordinance violation issue. I'm going to turn it over to Tim because I know it's kind of coming from Pete. So that's the Brad Gerard if you're looking in your packet.
Regarding an ongoing issue of ordinance violations at 310 North Walnut Street. So if you have your Dropbox folder open there, you'll see ordinance checks and then letters that were sent to the resident. This has been going on since June, and it's a combination of high grass and weed violations as well as junk and rubbish that's on the site in the backyard. The first couple letters that were sent to the residents, the homeowner did sign for. You'll see there's some delays as the time goes on. There was a time where he refused to sign for a certified letter. So then we tried to hand deliver in person the letter, and that took quite some time. We had trouble making contact, and actually had to wait to try to get him coming or going to can deliver this. There's been two violations that have been written by Officer Yord. Neither of those have been paid. I don't believe he's made any contact with the clerk's office to discuss payment or an extension or anything like that. So he failed to pay and failed to
abate.
Clean anything up or abate the ordinance violation. So that's where we're at. Officer Yord asked that bring to the board. I know in the past we've sent a city crew or a city employee to take care of high grass or weeds that are not abated. But this issue here is not just it's the junk along with the high grass and weeds. So we're just getting no compliance from the homeowner. Refuses to come to the door to sign for any new violations, and has not touched anything since June.
I did drive by there today. I don't know if either of you drove by there, but I did drive by there today. There is a lot of junk. There's still high grass and weeds in there. It looked maybe a little bit cleaner than these pictures, but not much.
I think he has done some mowing up front, maybe a little bit, but I don't think
if you go down the alley, the back is still really not good. I guess my two cents is that obviously we need to be very judicious as to what we can and can't do. certainly we have the ability to, if mowing is not occurring, we do have the ability, as we would, to, as we currently do, to send a mowing crew there to mow. I think one of the big question marks I have is regarding the junk.
I know we have mowed vacant lots and abandoned homes, but have we ever mowed a home that people live in? So that concerns me, of what we do and don't do, and I guess I lean on Marcia for guidance.
I'm going to say the same thing with all the, like I said, it's not one thing about mowing, but another thing about taking all that debris out of there.
Yeah.
Is what now puts the burden on us.
Right.
And I'm cautious.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. I told Tim that this morning, is that it concerns me because of private property rights and things to that effect. Now, you know, to me, you know, we could choose to continue to find them. Can we find them weekly? Daily? I mean,
I believe once the abatement process is finished, I think we can do it daily. We don't do that typically. But like I said, this has been an ongoing issue since June.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, if the Board of Works would not feel comfortable with moving forward with something like that, of mowing the property or even cleaning up the junk on the property, the quote-unquote junk or rubbish on the property, we certainly could go to a more aggressive finding schedule until a response is had.
Well, in the hand delivery, did the individual seem like understanding of what is even going on, or does he... I guess I'm just looking to see if he's a somewhat normal conscience of what...
Of sound mind.
A sound mind and sound body, so to speak, of what's happening, or...
I believe the officer that, like, we've been up there numerous, numerous times. We've had times where he's been in the home, but won't answer the door, so then we had to play a little cat and mouse game to try to catch him coming or going. I don't know what the conversation was when they served it in person. I don't know this gentleman, so I can't say if.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing seems a little abnormal.
It seems very abnormal.
You know, I just wonder.
I think a $50 ticket, especially $100 worth of fines, would make some action occur. But
that's why I'm just concerned.
If he hasn't paid anything now, I don't see him paying anything tomorrow. I just wonder if a letter from the city attorney would have any more impact.
Then we go to lawsuit, but the code, you can just put a sign in the yard of continuous abatement without trying to serve every time. I mean, that's what the statute allowed, so that's what we drafted into the code. And then the Board of Works can order the cleanup of the property and sue them for the costs, or place a lien for the costs. So it's up to the Board of Works what you want to do.
How does that... maybe you can describe, or maybe you can't, but can you describe what cleanup means? And the reason I'm saying that is when we look, there, you know, there's things like, you know, it looks like a trap maybe or something of some sort there, and there's some grills that are there, and I guess I'm just asking, you know, what constitutes cleanup? Is it just orderly putting it in order after we mow? Or you
could look at what might be injurious to the health and safety of the citizens of the city. A child crawling into something, something that's going to attract vermin, or those types of things, which you know might apply to that.
Yeah.
But those things, if you feel you've simply got to remove them, the city would have the ability to remove.
Remove and hold for owners.
We could always provide notice and say, hey, these things are here if you want to pay to come pick them up, sort of do a bailment with them.
Mm-hmm. Mike's got a new water bar.
It won't be done for a while anyway.
Might as well. He's still finishing Elm Street, so. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. So I guess for me, there's no easy solution,
but I do want you to know, as far as serving, there is an easy solution. You can just plant that sign in their yard.
That's a good option because of the manpowers that we've got.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you're trying to refusing service and
So maybe my suggestion is that we do that we post the sign in his yard, give him, I don't know, what,
you laugh,
3 days, or do we still have to have a 10-day?
It's in here.
Okay.
To me, if we go in and take property of his off of his property, then we're liable for that property to store it forever and ever and ever. But I'm just speculating that there's got to be, because he could come back against us and says, I want my property back.
Right. Well, I guess my point is this. What I'd like to do is I'd like to post and I'd like to mow. And as the mowing occurs, I think,
move the things to the side. I mean, they look pretty big, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Put them in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
But then we can bill for...
You bill for it.
We bill for that. We place a lien on the property.
Right.
You know, and that at least that way it looks clean.
Yeah.
The grass and weeds get mowed.
Yeah.
And we're still able to recoup our costs.
Right.
Through the lien.
Right.
I don't know how you mow about that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you got to move it. So it's either we do it together or...
I'm leaning on slight caution. If we do that, I think there should be an officer there monitoring the situation. I don't want to put one of our employees in jeopardy by himself.
Yeah, we can communicate with whoever goes there.
Yeah, but it's Pete or whoever. But
yeah.
I think somebody needs to monitor.
You know, didn't you just insult me?
It's going to be the wire department that will be mowing it, I'll just tell you. It's going to be the wire department mowing. But... I didn't insult.
Unless we give Pete a mower.
Well, okay.
Well, that'll go over.
So,
I don't think he's trained.
So, does Board of Works, does that sound like a fair way of moving forward? Is posting the sign, giving him whatever days we need to give him, and the
sign can only apply to the grass.
I say that's a grass sign.
The sign can only, that part of the statute only applies to weeds and grass. Not to trash.
Yeah, but in order to mow, we would have to move the
stuff.
Right,
right. I just want to make sure that was known. The other part is different.
Okay.
You want to make sure that notice has been received on junk.
We'll get a sign posted then that states it's a continuing violation.
Right. The junk notice, I would say, we will be removing the junk. These items, maybe even have a picture of it. We will be removing these items or moving them in an orderly fashion on this date. You have 10 days to take care of it.
Might not hurt to have somebody video
if they want to do that. I'm just saying that's... You want to make sure that notice is out there.
I mean, the way things are now, might not hurt.
Well, that's what I'm... I almost wonder if we really need to have Pete kind of lead this thing, so when the water crew, whoever... is it two people that usually go out to do mowing and trimming and stuff?
It's usually Cindy and Bob.
Cindy and Bob. Okay, so when Cindy and Bob go out... that Pete goes with them, stays with them the whole time, which I know is a waste of manpower, but I think we just tack it on as a part of the lien, in my opinion, if we can do that. And then yes, Marcia, I mean, sounds like that may be a good way of going about it, is putting the stuff to the side in an orderly fashion. And then if he's not removed it in 10 days, then... Maybe we pull up a trailer and I don't know. I mean, I know we don't really want to take the property, but you know, if he's not gonna clean up the junk.
And we have done that before. Cleaned up somebody's property.
Someone living there? I just can't imagine him sitting there and watching us do all that and him saying, okay. Then I would really be concerned about sound mind.
Well, I've got a little more information that I could probably pass.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody have thoughts on that?
We're trying out days.
I know.
Hoping something happens within that time when we put the sign up.
Okay.
I'm assuming we put a sign up. Or is this the first time the grass had become the issue?
No, the grass was the issue before. I don't know if Pete put a sign up or if... if it was done by letter with, because he signed for two letters.
I think the ordinance supports both, so that way the neighborhood knows there's action being taken.
It looks like
not heard
on the 24th of July, he signed for
safe home calls.
A weed violation. A letter was sent by the city on July 16th. I had to ask Pete if he put a sign in the front yard. I'm not sure if he did or not.
Okay. So I think unless the Board of Works, other Board of Works members say no to that, I think the first step is to post the sign, move the stuff into an orderly area, and get it mowed with Pete's supervision. And then...
He's got 10 days. Because
yes, from the posting, yeah. Follow ordinance in regards to that. But and then as for the junk, then...
I would just keep it on his property, put it in the need order for the first time.
Report back to us next Board of Works meeting. See where we're at with this.
We'll be, I'm not sure we'll be, will we be?
10 days.
Will we be at 10 days? Yeah. Because remember we're on the 10th instead
right,
of the 11th.
That's just a day of earlier.
That's true.
So if we we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should be.
But I think I agree with Walt and the fact of if we just put the junk to the side, and for right now, and I think as we just have to monitor it, and if it continues being there,
then that's an issue, another issue.
Then that's another issue that we probably come back to the board is to make another action. Does that make sense? Because we're going to get into winter, and that weed and grass isn't going to be an issue, but the junk will still be an issue.
And I file that sooner or later. Yeah, if we have an ordinance about the junk, we have to have some way to remove the junk if they fail to do so.
But
we can deal with that down the road.
I guess my thought is this: if we're doing the mowing and we're moving the junk, I think we need to fine them again. Fine every, I don't know, 2 weeks for the junk.
Yeah.
Because the weeds and grass, we'll put that on a lien on his property. So in order to get clean title and sell it, he'll have to pay that off.
And Marcia, you said $50 is the limit on the per occurrence or something.
I think Tim might have mentioned that. I don't think I had gotten to that yet.
Fine is actually 50, but
sure. Yeah, the lien is different, but the fine itself, I don't know where it maxes that at.
I got the reading sideways.
Yeah, I know. You could lock your.
Oh.
I think it's a waste of copy.
Yeah. Here you go. Flick up.
This is not mine. All
right. That's right. I move it. So I flip it.
It's all right.
I turn it
off.
So you can lock your screen that way.
So you can. You know technology.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. When you start talking about switches and fiber, and it's usually when I say, Terry.
Come here.
Yeah, it just won't rotate when you rotate it. So.
I can't get to the bottom.
That's because the bottom's here. Is that what you're saying?
No, paragraph 2.
Oh.
It's locked.
Hmm.
It says 1 of 2.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It locks it, but yet it restricted it.
I still don't. I'm trying to see if I have that.
Maybe just got cut off.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I can't do any more than that.
Okay.
See what I showed him? Did you see what I showed him?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was trying to check how it worked.
You
want to
lock your orientation? What's this? This mess. What'd you do?
What's going on, man? I hate that.
I don't know
what's going on. I was trying to do that myself.
Figure it out later. That's okay. Okay, we're wasting time. Okay.
We'll get back.
Okay, so Marcia's going to get back with us, but I do think that we need to continue finding for the junk as long as he doesn't clean it up. So.
Yeah,
You okay with that? You okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Anything else regarding Board of Works? Department heads? Anything for Board of Works?
Just information. Finished up the fire training room today with SDS. Project get a chance. Got a pretty nice system on it.
Okay. Cool. Yes?
I'm getting some quotes. I've got two stations after Queen. I'll just say to the board that I'm going to have to get some quotes. I've got some repairs I need to do to see every station. I got one that's got a pump base that's loose. So we'll have to have that repaired. And the other one has, I'm not sure if it's a crack, a hole, or something in a pipe, I guess. And guys down in to take a closer look at it. Hopefully something we can put a band on it or something like that. If not, we'll have to have that piece of pipe replaced also. The one for the pipe is a 350 E station that was installed in 1980. The piping from 1980. And the 600 E's has a combination of 1980 and 1999. It was redone in 99. Lifting pumps, some piping, everything like that. So, took a long, you know, 30 years on that. So, once I get that, figure out exactly what is wrong. If you know the one pump basis, it's loose. The other one we still need to look at, and then once I get it put together, I'll bring that to the board and see how much that's going to be for.
Do you have a ballpark?
What's that?
Do you have a ballpark? Are we talking $100,000, $10,000, $5,000?
I'd say probably 10, less than 10.
Less than 10, okay.
$10,000 or less. That's a wild guess.
Yeah.
But still something we need to look at. I'm hoping the one that maybe we can just put a band-aid on.
Okay. Kip?
Yeah, that was the big thing.
Okay. So. Kelly, Tim, anything for board? No? Jeff? Mike? Mark? Tom?
Just been trying to keep up to date and stay tuned on the news has put on a whole lot of stuff about Ebola and things like that. We've been doing our diligence. Tim and I had a meeting with a lot of people from the state and EMA and our local Board of Health, and we're just staying up to date on it, and it's not nearly as what we're being projected, I think, in the news media as far as it's how it's caught and everything. It's really a lot less than what we think it is and what we're being portrayed in the news. So that's kind of a good thing. Would you agree, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. You guys figure something out?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's $25, and each day is a separate violation. Or $50 if the violation occurs within 30 days of the violation.
Hmm. Okay, so basically we pay $50 a month, or it's $25 every day. Is that what I'm understanding?
$50 a day.
No.
For every violation.
Well, that's if the violation occurs. It makes no sense. That's if the violation occurs within 30 days of the prior violation.
Of the same violation.
Of the same violation.
So if his grass kept repeating.
Mm-hmm. It'd be $50.
Right. Well, but if it's a grass and then trash and trash and trash.
He's already got two tickets.
But if you want to go
in August or October, both for $50.
Yeah. Or you can just say $25 a day for every day a violation occurs. According to this, each subsequent day a violation shall be considered a separate violation for which a citation may be issued.
So, Board of Works, would you like to find this gentleman $25 a day until he gets it fixed, the junk fixed?
Junk. Talking about someone's junk.
We have to give him his 10 days, right? Before we can find him again? Technically.
Oh, well, he's still in violation.
He's still in violation now. He have two tickets he hasn't paid yet.
Oh, that's true.
Technically, he's still in violation, whether you... I mean, that's... Okay, so 10 days on the one notice.
Can I make a recommendation then, is that we're going to post the notice... and we're going to get the place mowed on, let's say, the 11th day. Just throwing out a number here. Maybe the recommendation is that we start fining $25 a day after the property's been mowed until cleanup.
It's not in violation, then.
Well, the junk is. Oh. The junk is in violation. It's still junk. Right. We've just moved it.
Right. I'm just referring to the grass.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't find it from the grass until it grows back.
Right, right, you're right. No, and we're gonna handle the grass with a lien.
So the junk's still in violation, whether it sits where it is today or whether it's in the pile that we create. Still, the junk is still junk. Right?
I would say so.
I just want to clarify that before.
I mean, unless you want to. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's had ample time.
Clearly. Well, and he got junk violation on October 8th is $50. So, theoretically, since October 8th, we could have been fining him $25 a day.
Theoretically.
I'm not saying we should.
No, yeah.
I would say, I would recommend Mayor just to, let's go through the process with a 10-day notice on the yard, get the yard cleaned up, get the scrap put together.
Okay.
I think there's more to the story that we don't know yet.
Okay.
If I understood your comment earlier, okay?
Now slice.
Yeah, so until we know maybe a little more of the rest of the story, I'm willing to give him that 10-day. He's already in the hole, $180, I think. Is that right?
$100. $100.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be more in the hole when we get done because there's going to be a lien. And
that's what I think for mowing, it's at least $100.
It's a minimum of $100.
Yeah, I think that just got changed at the last... Board of Works,
right?
Board of Works meeting. So, anyways, but yes.
Okay, I'm just thinking. I think what we're going to do is definitely going to know to get his attention, and from that point on, it's his choice. He's making his own choices up to this point. Okay.
So you're saying at the next Board of Works meeting or whatever, then that's when we start talking junk.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm fine with that.
Quarterback.
Okay. Marcia, you have anything?
No.
Rosie?
Just the bills.
Oh, the bills. I talked on it. Forget about the bills.
Just questioning, and you could just think about this and try and get an answer, but the fire truck that Tom's trading in, getting rid of.
Tom?
What truck are you getting rid of?
102.
102. I told him to get a value of what it was worth, and one of the vendors said it's probably around $400 to $4,500, but
no,
no,
$4,500.
$4,500.
Did I say $45?
No, you said $400 to $500.
Meant
$4,500.
I'll take it for that.
Yeah. So I guess we just need to start deciding what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If you want us to put it out over the internet.
What purpose?
I think we should try to sell it.
Nobody's
going to
buy it. My guys aren't going
to
buy it.
I donate to a department before you give it away.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can. Because Tom and I were talking about this, I'm not sure. Can we give it to a department or donate or
We are grandfathered with that truck. The open cab design makes it so we cannot give it or sell it to another department for a fire truck without removing and something be done without open cab design. We're grandfathered on it because we were the purchasing department. But
gotcha.
So basically, if I remember right, what you were told. From this dealer or whatever, that basically the only person that could use it would be a farmer.
A grain truck.
Something like that.
Take
so.
Or a private owner for a racetrack.
Yeah, they said it could be used for agriculture, some kind of a purpose other than firefighting. Right. And the or the drivetrain itself may be worth the money because it predates all of the updates they've done on emission control. They said between age and the open cab design, it really. That was after the. That was the third person we contacted trying to get some kind of a value on it. Most places wouldn't even do it.
So I kind of wanted, you guys to maybe think about it, or the mayor wants to do, but maybe within the next month or so, try and come up with a decision.
Where are we going?
Do you want me to put it out over the internet or?
Don't we have a use for it at the city to put a flatbed or a? Just a bed on the back of it to haul stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. For $4,500.
I mean, it's a big wheelbarrow, you know.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean,
it runs good. Well, anyways, we'll think about it.
Yeah. We can get creative, certainly. Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay. That's
okay. Walter.
Early on, I heard of Mike, and Mike had a new pole building, but I don't know if it's you or if it's you.
No, it's not me.
Okay. And so you're not in it yet? I mean, seriously?
What?
Are you in it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Don't have electricity yet.
Wow.
Don't have plumbing yet. Don't have ceiling yet.
How long's it been?
Two projects together.
Is that about Elm Street?
It's got a pool.
We're waiting. We're waiting for the pool.
He's still working on Elm Street.
The aquatic center.
Okay. Well, I knew that was in progress. I just assumed it was already
done. It is going faster than what it did, but it still is not going fast enough.
What do we need to do to prod it to?
We've tried.
Okay.
I'll throw the hammer at him.
All right.
A lot of great things are happening. We're getting ready to start our comprehensive plan. You all will be included in some way, shape, or form along the process. During council, you may have seen this in the agenda, but during council, there's going to be a presentation by our good friends at United about the CSO LTCP. Besides that, we've just been really busy. Halloween parade is going, I don't know, we're planning for 200 kids. We have no clue what to plan for. We'll see where that goes, but they're working hard, and that's good, and it's been a great learning experience for them. So
they don't even know when they're going
to
start.
I'd like to make a motion to pay the bill.
Okay, in the amount of
$966,385.52.
I'll second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Have anything else? Have anything? Okay. Good. Okay.
Voting.
Oh, you're voting. Okay. Then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
That's November 2nd.